Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back. The Blasting Game, the Small Business Advocate, rocking and rolling in Inta, California, which is hard by to Palm Springs, California. And we're having a great time out here and looking forward to working the rest of the day with my friends here with the American Express U.S. Representative Travel Network, the travel agencies across the country. I'm going to be speaking to them tomorrow, by the way. I'm going to be giving the wrap-up keynote speech out here, and I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to have a lot of fun. Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of her own company, and I'll get her to tell us about that in a minute. She's the author of a couple of books. She is also, just happens to be, the president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, NABO. Many of you know it as that. You've heard me talk about that on the show before. Her first book is Talk Is Not Cheap. But the most important thing is she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. It's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. And folks, how many times have you heard me say nothing but the best for my audience? No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. And I know the first time you heard me say that, almost 7 years ago, you say, well, you know, maybe so, maybe not. But the more you've heard the show, the more you've heard the guests on our show, the more you got to be a believer now. And Beverly's gonna raise that level a little bit right now, because I happen to know something that happened to Beverly last week, and I want her to tell us about it. Beverly, you got a monstrous honor, well deserved, and I applaud the people who gave you this, but I want you to tell us about it.
Thank you. Last week in Glasgow, Scotland, at the 52nd World Congress of Women Entrepreneurs, I was awarded International Woman Entrepreneur of the Year.
International. Now, that's like, as far as we know, Beverly, we're not sure about this, but as far as we know, that actually could be of the universe. Right?
Right. Of course. Hey, it's getting bigger all the time.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There are 61 countries that belong to FCAM, which is a French organization that started.
A French organization?
Yes.
The French gave an American an award? It just gets more impressive every minute. Now, you didn't have to eat any de foie gras while you were over there, did you?
Pardon?
Never mind. Okay.
Oh, see, that's my problem. I don't understand French. And throughout
I think that's about all I know. I know croissant and Chevrolet. I know those two words. But what about, anyway, congratulations, Beverly.
Thank you.
And now you were in Scotland.
Yes.
Right? The award was made in Scotland.
It was. And do you know the biggest award of my life, Jim? And I wasn't there because I was in Scotland, but the night of the award,
You weren't there when they called your name?
I was not. And
That's like the lady who was in the bathroom when she won the Academy Award.
Yeah, I know. I know.
What happened?
Well, I had already committed to an organization out in Spokane, Washington. And so I tried to get an airplane that would, because there's an 8-hour time difference between
the
two.
You knew that you were going to get the award?
Oh, no. No,
oh.
I did not. As a matter of fact, I was told that if I wasn't present, that would take me out of the running.
Wow.
And so I thought, it doesn't matter. First of all, I didn't think I had a chance of winning. And secondly, I had already made a prior commitment to another organization to be their keynote speaker for a gala event. There was no choice to be made. So as I'm flying over the Atlantic, I'm winning this award, and I find out the next day when someone calls me on my cell phone to tell me that I won. And so that's how it occurred. And they said, the committee said it was unanimous, and one of the reasons that I won was because I donate so much time helping women business owners across the globe.
Well,
so
I know you do that.
It was only appropriate that I wasn't there.
I know you do that, and I heard they also said because of all the good work you do on the Small Business Advocate Show. I heard that was a little bit of the decision they made.
That was That's the second thing that they said.
Congratulations! I'm so proud of you, and you know me well enough to know that when I say I'm proud of you, I really mean it.
Yes, I do.
Didn't I hear that this was like only the second time in 2,000 years they've given this to an American?
It's the second time in 52 years.
Okay, 52, 2000, whatever. I mean, you're the universal businesswoman of the year. I mean, that's incredible.
Thank you.
Now this is national.
We're pretty excited here.
This is and I know your parents are so proud of you.
Oh my goodness! Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
My mother yesterday thanked me for being my daughter, for being her daughter. That was so cute.
That is cute. Now this is National Business Women's Week. What an appropriate time to be talking about that. What does that mean, National Business Women's Week?
It means it's a time to step back and to honor and recognize all of the women across this great country who contribute to our economy, who help millions of people jobs in their careers, and recognizing that they're an incredible force.
Over 40% of all the businesses in America are owned by women. The fastest growing sector of the marketplace is women-owned businesses. And I'm sure you got some other stats, Beverly.
I do. There are actually 10.6 million women business owners who own at least 50% of their privately held firms. And we know that they're growing at 2.5 times the rate of so women, whether they own their business or women, whether they are, in business, are an incredible group of dynamic people.
One of the things that I'm
honored to go all over this country talking to them.
Well, one of the things that I like to make sure that I tell men out there when they hear these numbers and they hear this kind of information is that these are our competitors. These ladies are our competitors, guys. They're our partners, our future partner, potential partners. They might be our employers, and they're certainly our associates in the marketplace. They're our contemporaries in the marketplace. And if there are any dinosaurs out there, and I know a few of you, I know what you look like, and I know where some of you live. Any dinosaurs out there who don't get that, well, you're not going to be as competitive in the future if you don't get that. And so that's something I think us guys need to remember, that women are a major force in the marketplace, especially the 21st century marketplace, especially with regard to small business. It's 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Beverly in Manitoba. Hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Website is www.jbsba.com, and when you get to my website, you can listen to thousands of articles, thousands of archives, I should say, read hundreds of articles, probably at least 1,000 of those by now, and all the other things you can do there, including finding out more about our guest and our good friend this half hour. Well, she's our guest this half hour. She's always our good friend, Beverly N. Manitoba. The author of Talk Is Not Cheap, and the president of the National Business Women's, NABO, the National Organization of Business Women, and she's now the International Woman Business Owner of the Year. Is that the title?
Actually, they use the word entrepreneur. International Woman Entrepreneur.
Woman Entrepreneur. And now that we know that, and of course, as of today, I've actually raised that a level to say of the universe, not just the international, but the universal women entrepreneur. Congratulations again, Beverly. Look, by the way, I want you to give us your website before we go any further.
It's www.talklisten.com.
That's where you can go, folks, to see how somebody puts their best foot forward in the marketplace and does it in such a way that gets this kind of recognition, international, universal maybe go, you know, at least galactic, if not universal recognition. And Beverly, what, now they can find out about your book there. And by the way, folks, if you're on our website, you can go and listen to many, you can listen to many archives of shows that we've done with Beverly in the past on a lot of different things. Some of the things she's really good at, like helping you communicate, helping you do a better job of putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. Beverly, when you talk to women, you have opportunities to talk to women who are, I know you've been in business for a few years. You've been in business, you know, at least 10 or 12 years or so. Started when you were only 8.
23.
I'm sorry?
23 years.
How many?
23.
23 years. Started when you were only 8. And,
yes.
And what would you like to say to somebody, to that lady out there, or and the gentleman too, who is where you were 23 years ago? What would you like to say to that Beverly?
Well, first of all, I would say you're not where I was 23 years ago, because women now can get loans based on their own merit thanks to public law passed in 1988, H.R. 5050. But what I would say to you is get your idea, get your plan together, go and seek the financing. Believe in yourself that you will be successful. You can do anything you set your mind to do as long as you have a plan.
Beverly, one of the things that troubles me is when I get an email from some lady who says, I want to start a business. Where do I get a grant? And
right.
there is this attitude out there sometimes that if you want to start a business, people will give you money. There's not much giving out there. There's some loaning, there's some investing, and there's a whole lot of earning, but there's not much giving, is there?
No, there's not. Now, there are women...
And Beverly, there shouldn't be.
I agree. There is help out there. Women
yes.
business centers are across the country. And
there's a lot of help to help you earn
you
or borrow or get investment.
Right. SCORE is out there to help you. The SBA Guaranteed Loan
yep.
is out there to help you.
Beverly, you know that... The SBA tells me that women who borrow money through the SBA have a much higher a payback rate than men do on their loans.
Yeah, I think women first of all don't borrow more than they need, therefore they're able to back.
One of the things that women that is the good news and the bad news sometimes about women in the marketplace, I think, Beverly, is ego. You know, us guys, we got plenty of ego. Sometimes our ego gets us into trouble, and ladies are less likely to do that, but there are some times when our ego gets us through some things that you know, that maybe we shouldn't have been able to do, but our ego caused us to do it. And sometimes I think that's the good news and the bad news for ladies.
I remember the first time a customer called me. I had no customers, and I said I could see him on Tuesday or Thursday. He said, "What time?" I said, 10 o'clock Tuesday or 2 o'clock Thursday." He said, "One of those two times."
You had nothing to do otherwise, right?
That's right, nothing. But he never knew that, and I was off and running. And that's that positioning. You're calling it ego, but it's some of that positioning
yep.
that says I'm already in business. They just don't
yep.
know it yet.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a little harder for ladies to do than guys. So ladies, and that's not a put down, ladies. That's what I love about you. But seriously, don't you think that's one another area that in general that ladies need to work on a little bit?
Some ladies, a lot
yeah,
of women
not,
are becoming
not you so much, Beverly.
Very assertive. Yes.
Hey, Beverly, that's what I love about you.
Thank you.
Beverly. Give us NABO's information.
Anyone can reach NABO by dialing toll-free 1-800-55-NABO or going online to NABO.org.
All right.
And we have 80 chapters across the country, 5 chapters in formation. There's probably a group of dynamic women business owners.
Your future mentors, ladies, so check it out when you get a chance. And Beverly and Medieval, thank you for being here. Congratulations on your Universal Galactic International Award. We're so proud of you.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. See you next time, Beverly. Quick break, right back with Steve Del Bianco. 29 After, the show is brought to you by IBM.
Take a higher.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.